Fort Smith is packed with history. Presidents, generals, outlaws, and legends have passed through, and the city continues to do a remarkable job of presenting those stories to visitors. For many, the visit to historic Fort Smith begins in a building along the Arkansas River. That building dates back to the 19th century and has survived a massive flood or horrific tornado and neglect. Miss Laura's Visitor Center is the hub of information for tourists. And as Ozarks at Large's Kyle Kellums tells us, it has a colorful history of its own.
Carolyn Joyce is the Tour and Travel Sales Director for the Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau. For more than 20 years, she's been telling visitors and locals alike about Miss Laura's. That's the building that's home to the Fort Smith Visitor Center.
Laura Ziegler came to Fort Smith from Vermont in the late 1800s for the express purpose of opening one of these houses.
One of these houses means a house of prostitution. At the height of the era of accepted prostitution in Fort Smith, there were seven houses involved in the business, according to Carolyn Joyce. She says the one operated by Laura Ziegler was known as the Queen of the Row and the grandest bordello in the West. Officially, the enterprise was known as the Riverfront Commercial Hotel, though few customers actually would stay the night.
The other houses were charging $1, and she charged $3. So, and to put that in proper perspective, that was at a time when people worked all week for $3. So mostly the clientele here would have probably been the local affluent, not necessarily the guys coming in on the boats or on the train.
Laura Ziegler was a brilliant businesswoman. According to the Encyclopedia of Arkansas History and Culture, she borrowed $3,000 in the late 1800s for the building and paid that loan back in just 17 months. She operated the business until 1911, when she sold it for a nifty return on investment, a sum of $47,000. For the dozen or so years she managed the house, she lived in two rooms on the north side of the bottom floor so she could observe the business.
Then the three rooms on the south side, on the lower level, those were used for gambling, dancing, socializing. So the gentleman came in the front door, money changed hands right there at the screen door. Then they came on in. There was a bar in this area, gaming table, socialized with the girls and so forth.
The $3 admission would be exchanged for a token at a screen door in the front of the foyer. That would then be exchanged by the clients upstairs. Carolyn Joyce says Laura's nine employees would keep one of those $3 and give two back to Ms. Ziegler. But room and board for the employees was free. The interior, according to surviving records, looks pretty similar today to what it must have looked like in the first decade of the 20th century, though today's colors in the foyer are probably muted in comparison to 1900. While the business changed hands a few times over the next several decades and was eventually abandoned before its current use, some items discovered in the building are on display.
Beautiful fretwork. This is original. There's three places in the house where fretwork is used, and this is all wood. So, beautiful piece. And as I said, original. And in this area, the gold picture frame molding, we salvaged enough of that after the tornado to put it back into the hallway here. But that's 18 karat gold leaf, so you don't paint over it or anything. You know, you lose the value of it, but...
Laura Ziegler sold the business in 1911 to Bertha Dean, a woman who had worked for her. Bertha Dean held on to the building until her death in the late 1940s, still operating it as a house of prostitution, though a 1924 law in Fort Smith had officially criminalized the practice. That the building survived not just police raids and time, but disasters as well, is remarkable. An oil tanker explosion and subsequent fire almost took out the house in 1910. That's a night that is now legendarily known as the Night of the Lingerie Parade because so many employees and clients of the row houses had to escape in a matter of moments.
Now, that fire came within 75 feet of Miss Laura's, and then there was a shift in the wind, and that's what actually saved this building. Then in 1943, we had the flood. Came right up to the back of the house, and so it survived the flood of 43. In 1963, this was the only house left on the row, and the city decided that if it was not purchased by September of that year, they were going to tear this house down. Don Reynolds of Don Ray Media bought it just to save it from the wrecking ball. So there again, it survived the wrecking ball. 1996, the tornado took the top off, and left us with an enormous amount of damage, both structural and water damage, with 5.5 inches of rain and no top on it. So again, survived.
The building was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1973, the first former bordello to have that honor. It was an ambitious restoration that began 10 years later in 1983. For a brief time, it was a restaurant, and the visitor center moved in 1992. And Carolyn Joyce, the tour and travel sales director for the Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau, has been telling busloads of visitors about Miss Laura ever since, often in character and dressed as the famed woman.
And then in this room, I have on display some of my costuming. I have portrayed Miss Laura for almost 22 years. And my hats are made by the lady who made all the hats for Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. My jewelry's made in Florida, and the costumes are actually made locally. So folks enjoy seeing, you know, just what I have on when I'm in costume, but they get an idea of, over the years, other dresses that I've worn.
Miss Laura's, that name, by the way, was attached long after Laura Ziegler had left town, is part tourism information center and part museum. The staff has worked hard to fill in details about the city that at times has been rough, at times raucous, and has always been interesting.
The opera glasses that we have here, that brings notice to the fact that we used to take them to the theater. Miss Laura would take them to the theater once a month. But, of course, they had to set up in the balcony. They didn't mix with the general public at all.
And when you say that, you mean the women that she employed?
Yes.
She'd take them to the theater
once a month. And they would have to sit up in the balcony, and the wives down below would turn around and glare up at these girls because they knew they'd come from, you know, this side of the tracks.
Laura Ziegler left no journal or diary that has ever been found. Much of the information that we know about Miss Laura's and the operation of the house has been gleaned from county records, tax records, and doctor's records.
And this is a health certificate. The doctor came down once a month. He checked each of the girls. The madam paid the $5 fee for each girl. And if they were well and allowed to continue to work, then this health certificate was issued. And this had to be pinned over their beds. Raids were pretty common. And that's one of the things they were checking for, to make sure all those health certificates were in date and displayed.
After 11 years of operating her downtown house, Laura Ziegler, at age 50, left Fort Smith, sold the business, and what happened after that is still a mystery.
Now, we know that when she left here, she went to Missouri for a little while because that's where Bertha mailed payments. But once that was finished and we could not track her, and we've done research on that, we've had grants to try to find her and locate her and so forth, and have not come up with anything.
The Fort Smith Visitor Center inside Miss Laura's is at 2 North B Street in downtown Fort Smith. It's open Monday through Saturday from 9 until 4, and Sunday afternoons from 1 until 4:30.
We know we have something very unique.
Well, without being tacky, I mean, it was a visitor center of sorts for a long time.
We've been taking care of visitors a long time. You're exactly right.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.